You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Thursday, it's SME time, and we're taking a look at a well-known business that many of you may be familiar with. That is the Legends Barbershop Group. I'm joined by the company's founder, Sheldon Tatchell, to take a look at the business, how he built it, and what it does now. Good evening, Sheldon. Thanks so much for taking the time. Technically, you might still be a small business, an SME, but this is definitely something that has been many, many years in the making. Why did you go down this road back in 2011?
No, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for having me on the show, and thank you very much to your listeners. I think passion drove me into starting this business. And back in 2011, when I started on the side of the road, only with the clipper and the chair, I would have never, ever imagined that that I'll be speaking to you over the phone and telling you that I made a career out of cutting hair. Yeah, because I don't think anyone done that back then. But that's exactly the story that got us here. It's just being able to follow my passion and taking it one step at a time from a stooping around the Rado Park and being consistent with each and every customer that we serve. We've basically managed to build a business out of this.
It's actually a remarkable business. I mean, I think back to back in 2011, I was still a student back at Wits University, and I remember seeing the marketing around it when you sort of started to grow bigger and bigger as a business. Take me through that journey. Take me through where you go from one kind of service offering or one location to saying, you know what, we're not only going to grow bigger, we're going to build franchises, we're going to be able to put this in malls and things. That's a big, big commitment.
Yes, of course. And just to look at how it all started, I mean, 2011 was the starting point then. And from the stoop, I actually went not far away from where I initially started. I got a friend on board to assist me because the workload was getting too much for me to bear. And then we started employing guys from the community and training them up to actually be barbers. And back then we opened in this one particular location, and it was just called the barbershop back then. We then went out into the communities and we went to go serve the elders, went to go cut the kids at a school, and we done it just for free. It was just a matter of us just willing to make a difference within the community. And that's actually where the name Legends comes from. It actually comes from us cutting our elders at the oldest homes because they're the legends of our community. We enjoy the company so much that we decided to name the barbershop after them because they're the legends. And that's exactly the story of the name. But then what happened was that a few months into the business, I then got married on the 4th of December. And when I got married, my partner showed me with his words, says, no, you can go away on honeymoon, everything will be fine. 6 days later, I came back and doors were closed. And I'm like, okay, what's happening here? Obviously, this is not expected, but I called him up. He never answered. I called one of the guys up that was working at the time, and he explained to me that this guy never paid the rent, but obviously didn't pay the guys that was working because they used to get a daily wage. And going, disappointed in myself, thinking to myself, why did I make this thing a dream? Why did I make this dream a reality? Because now everyone is suffering in the process. Just led me just to going back to working corporate. So I continued working in my 9-to-5 job. I was working in the bank at the time. And you know, when something is for you, it will definitely come after you. And fast forward 2014, the 26th of July, we relaunched Legends. And we relaunched Legends in El Dorado Park. And from there, being able to restart and build from there again. So it's been quite a journey, might I say.
Yeah. Speaking of restarts, Sheldon, take me through COVID, because my understanding of a barbershop, and it might be an incorrect understanding, but it requires people to be in the chairs for you to cut their hair. How do you go through COVID and survive something like that when you're such a service-oriented business?
Yeah, I mean, COVID has definitely been one of the most testing moments in our in our business, being able to be closed. We were actually closed for about 4 months, which turned out to be such a blessing as well, because I think for us, although we look at it as a negative, I always try to be optimistic about every situation, and we managed to do so much activities during the time. We managed to focus on our core ideologies as the business and what we would love to achieve in the next couple of years. We also focus on what the business stands for. So during COVID, we went out to people in the communities, gave out food parcels, and it was just a matter of just making a difference. And I think that's exactly what Legends is. Legends is all about making a difference on people's lives, impacting people's lives. And that's the reason why we're here. When we relaunched, when we came back from COVID, and I can remember that on the day when we opened, our first day, when we told everyone that we're coming back and we're going to be cutting hair, there was queues for days. I mean, like, this one store had over 400 people just lining up at this particular store. And I was thinking to myself, how are we going to cut all these people? But you know, God has just been good to us. And it's been a matter of just being able to be, just understanding why we exist as a business. And it's all to make a difference.
Sheldon, you mentioned something earlier about the fact that you, with all the trials and the tests that you've gone through, you've been able to come out and just serve the people that you want to service. And to that extent, I want to look at the business's footprint and reach now. We've gone from cutting chairs or cutting hair on the side of the road to many, many stores throughout the country, not throughout the province. How big is the business now? How many lives have you changed in terms of staff you employ and number of stores and all of that? Take me through where the business is now.
Yeah, so currently the business is standing at about 70 stores. So 70 stores in 5 different countries. So we have presence in countries like South Africa, Namibia, Botswana, Lesotho, and Zambia. And spreading over about 650 staff members within these locations. The one thing I'm really proud of is our training and development centers. Our training and development centers that upskill barbers from scratch and basically taking them through the program of being able to come in without a skill, but leaving with a skill to either go into go work in a Legend store or even starting their own business. And this is something that is so phenomenal to see somebody coming out of that program. And another opportunity that we've noticed of late is that equipment has become very expensive. We've seen the demand for professional equipment increase dramatically within our industry. And we decided, you know what, being one of the front runners of this industry, can we make a difference? Are we able to at least come together and see how can we assist not only Legends, but how can we assist the industry? So we started a new entity called the Fade Company. So the Fade Company basically manufactures equipment for professional usage. And this is particularly for the barber that's cutting hair on the street, the barber that's cutting hair on the side of the road that is like a Sheldon and would love to scale their business like a Sheldon, but don't have the luxury of spending $2,000-$3,000 on a professional clipper. And this is exactly one of our visions, is to see how can we make a difference. And it goes back all to that. It's just making a difference and seeing how can we help where we can.
For those that don't know of the business, for those that haven't seen one of the 70 stores out there, Sheldon, what's the website? Where do people get a hold of you? How do people get in touch with Legends Barber? I imagine very few people haven't heard of the business, but for those that want to go and see the website, what is it?
Okay, so it is, so our website is, it's www.legends-barber.com. On Instagram, it is Legends_Barber, and Facebook, it's Legends Barber. shop. We also on TikTok as well. TikTok is quite popular now, so it's legends underscore barber. And yeah, that's exactly where you can find us. For many people, because we also receive a lot of people coming through our offices and just inquiring about our franchise business, or inquiring about training, or just inquiring about our latest developments, which is the Clippers, for example. Our offices are at Northlands Deco Park in North Riding in Randburg. So yes, that's exactly, it's a mouthful.
Thank you so much, Sheldon, for the time. Congratulations on the business and everything that you've built thus far. Your business is truly an inspiration to the SMEs that we showcase and to those that want to build similar businesses. It's nice to see that they have a business that they can look at and say it is possible to get to this point. It is possible to be in business for more than 10 years, to survive everything and still do well. Congratulations, Sheldon. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.